If you're living in the town of Silver City where food delivery service is limited, your options have improved.
Good afternoon, Indy Eats.
Indy Eats is a new food delivery service launched by the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. The newspaper's publisher, Nick Seibel, says that it's an idea he's been considering for some time.
We started looking at, well, what can we do to help the situation? And, you know, the newspaper does some core things. We report news. Obviously, we help businesses market, but we also deliver things. You know, 5 days a week, I've got people that blanket all of Grant County and deliver the Daily Press. And so I thought, well, maybe we can leverage that to help some of these restaurants that don't have the resources themselves.
One of the restaurants in Silver City using Indy Eats is the Adobe Springs Cafe. Greg Cook owns the restaurant with his wife, Jennifer. He says the pandemic could not have hit their business at a worse time. They just made an expensive move downtown into a 100-year-old building.
8 months of remodeling and putting a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of effort into getting the building up, and just to be basically cut off at the knees, you know, where you're not making anything. And here we sit in this huge facility for a full dining experience, and we're cut down to nothing but curbside and pick up and go.
Cook says having to close dine-in service cost the restaurant about 85% of their sales. He says carry-out orders have also dropped dramatically, so Indy Eats helps add another way for their food to get out the door.
We didn't have the option for delivery. We don't carry insurance for delivery drivers to go out and just drive around town, and we were concerned with having our own staff in their vehicles and having to carry their own insurance. So Indy Eats was just kind of one of those answers to a situation that we were kind of stuck in.
Many in New Mexico may also feel like they are stuck with tough financial choices right now, including Daily Press publisher Nick Seibel. He says they've already had to temporarily cut the Monday and weekend editions of the newspaper, but they've made a commitment to not cut off subscribers during this public health emergency. Seibel admits the food delivery service is not a panacea for the paper's current financial needs, but he's hopeful.
This is not going to change the trajectory of our business right now. And once we get through this crisis, I can kind of see it being a nice little side business for the newspaper. Right now, the focus is really just on helping out our readers and helping out our fellow businesses.
Both who may need to stay informed now more than ever so they can navigate this pandemic. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Anthony Moreno.